Welcome back to You Squared with transformational life coach, Christy Carotti. This is week two.
So we'll start just like we start all our other classes with our gratitudes and our proud of. And so I will start and state my gratitude, and I'll state all of those things, and then I'll give a pause and let you write down yours. But we want to set the tone. It is not so important, but it's so valuable to set this tone this way, because our gratitude is the vibration of so many things. It's the vibration of abundance. It's the vibration of that, our vision and our dream. It's so many things. And so we want to set the tone of gratitude, the vibrational frequency. And that's like the warp of a weaving. I like to think of it as a weaving. And then something that we've accomplished, something we're proud of, makes kind of like the weft that then brings it all together. And are proud of, fading that out into the ethers, if you will, actually notifies I'm thinking of quantum physics right now. It aligns the strings down in the little quirks, you know, in the string theory, and aligns them and notifies them that this is the kind of person that you are. You are moving in this direction. And then, of course, stating a piece of our vision. And the warp and the weft makes the whole cloth. And actually what we're cutting out of it is that vision piece of it. So I'll start with my gratitude, and actually I just was very, just before this call, I go back and listen to my teacher and mentor's calls from way back when. I was actually listening to something from 2014, and she often would bring, I mean, she's got, 40, 50, 60, maybe even 100 people on her calls, and she often would make comments to or about me. I always felt so honored and blessed. And I was just listening to a recording today, and she mentioned me and about how I had decided for myself. And my heart is just so warm and loving right now, and in such deep gratitude for this amazing that really took me under her wing at a time. I'm getting teary. I was really physically broken, emotionally broken. And really, I feel like she took me under her wing and nursed me back to health and then empowered me back into my greatness. And so my gratitude is for her and for that. And what I loved about hearing that, too, is that that's what our content is about this next 3 months, is really a deep dive into that power of decision and how powerful it is to decide for yourself and to decide for your dream. So I'm grateful for that. And then I'm proud of I'm proud that I stay in this work. I mean, there are even on, moments in time that I could just say, oh, isn't it easy just to settle? Sometimes I think, haven't I done enough? And just settle. But there is, because it's my nature, there is a nurturing, a nature in me that wants me to become more, to do more, to serve more. And so I am just proud of the fact that I do this work right along with you. I was just talking actually with Colleen, who is a dear friend of Mary's. I was just talking to her about staying in this work. So I'm going to give you a moment to do your gratitude, you're proud of, and you are the woman who is. And go ahead and write those down. And we reach across the distance of space. I love the technology of the phone, of the internet. I really think it is part of the evolution of our next becoming. Okay. So we're backing the quantum leap, right, into U squared. And remember, a quantum leap is an explosive jump into your personal performance. The question here is, how can you take yourself and multiply yourself exponentially in a non-ordinary way to get the results you want? Okay, now, ordinary thinking is things like, I have to have the money first. I have to have the entire plan figured out. You know, I have to know who the guy is, or on and on and on. And actually, most of that type of thinking comes from fear, right? And fear is only the boundary of what we have known before. And so it's actually, you can think of fear as like standing on the edge of the unknown, which is your next becoming. Because remember our 5-point test, one of the questions is, does it cause me to grow, and do I need help from a higher power, right? And so that tells us that, you know, if we get the sweaty palms when we write down our vision, that's a good thing, because if you've already done it before, your vision's not big enough for you, and it's not worth your time and investment of, I mean, your investment of your time, of your freedom, of your money, if you've already done it before, right? And not one of you on this call has a vision that is that they already know how to do. And so bravo for you. You know, so again, a quantum leap is an explosive jump in your personal performance that puts you beyond the next logical step. So this goes beyond logic. It's a formula for stunning advances in achievement and the realization of your dreams. It's exponential gains over incremental progress. And that's what I was talking about at the beginning of this call. You know, it's like sometimes I just think, well, maybe it's just easier to do incremental steps. But really, it's just like learning to ride a bike. When you learn to this technology, it becomes so much easier. And you look back and you see, oh, man, I sure went the long way around for that accomplishment or for that whatever, right? And so I had a client that couldn't pay her rent on her office space, and she'd lost her place of living, but she decided to jump into this work. And she decided to enroll in the Dream Builder course that we just completed. And when she did commit to the class, she didn't know how she was going to pay for it. But she did it afraid, and she did it not knowing how. And the week between the decision and the beginning of the class, she got a call, right? One of those calls out of the blue. They said, we've been trying to locate you for 2 years. Now, this 2 years ago, she had not lost her place to live, right? But in the course of the 2 years, she had not enough money to pay her rent, right? They said, we've been trying to locate you for 2 years. You have money from a retirement fund, and we want to deposit it into your account this week. And this was a big chunk of money. And they did it. And by the time she started Dream Builder, I mean, this was a course of 7 days that this happened. She paid all of her back rent at her office. She paid all her past bills. She had plenty of left over, and she paid for the Dream Builder class in full. Now, she decided. She made that decision. And, you know, when I was listening to this call with Mary, I had decided to leap into a program with her called Alpha Omega, and it was a project building program. It's actually, and I wanted to go there. I had this idea for my toolkit, and I wanted to go there and get the support and the ideas and eyes on and the arms around me in moving forward with my project. And I will tell you, Mary's programs are not cheap. And I actually love that they're not cheap, because, boy, they pull me into my greatness. And I signed up for it. I said, I put down a deposit. I didn't know how I was going to pay the balance. And someone heard about my project, and they paid my tuition to Alpha Omega. And this was on the call. I was sharing my gratitude for this. And she said, that's not because they believed in you, Christy. It's because you believed in you and you decided. And that's, you know, it's like, this is what this 3 months is about, because this is such a powerful tool to decide. You know, that's what my round two, it's like, I think everyone has seen my round two, it's are about. It's like, no more excuses. Decide for your life. Get around to it right now, right? So, and that really takes us into the first chapter. So we're going to study today chapters that starts on page 15 and goes through page 22. Suspend disbelief, focus on ends rather than the means, rely on unseen forces, and choose a different set of risks, okay? And we're gonna go into the content of this. We are on the edge of our next becoming right now, and to this work, I'm just enthused, right? Okay, so we're on page 15, and, you know, suspend disbelief, just like this client did. You know, she, you know, and it was a challenge, and it was rigor, and it was constant for her to continue to return. I don't know how, but I know this is the next right step for me, okay? And you know, I want you to think about your vision, you know, and I want you to think about the frequency of your 3-year vision, okay? On a scale of 1 to 100, what would the vibration of, if 100 is positive and 1 is negative, what would be the frequency of your 3-year vision? Okay, I know mine is 100. Okay, whenever I read my 3-year vision, it just vibrates. It just is. It's 100%, right? Okay, now think about a disbelief, maybe even a disbelief in your vision, like your moments of doubt, like, how am I ever going to do that? Okay, and measure that vibration. Okay, for me, that's pretty low. For me, that's probably, if even a 20, okay? Now, when you throw that into laws of averages, right, what happens to that 100%? You know, that 20% can take it down really quickly. You know, we just navigated the challenges of Aaron getting through his English class last year for his senior year, right? And English is a required course, and he's been accepted into college, so he's got to graduate from his English class. Well, he decided he didn't like it. He didn't like the class or the teacher or whatever his victim excuse was, right? And so he skipped a couple of, and so those came through his grade as an F. Well, he spent more effort keeping his grades up at a D level, not even C or B level, right? Because you just throw in a few of those big, powerful doubt thoughts to compare it to that. And, you know, there's a lot more climbing to do. Now, for Aaron and for all of us, too, the best part of this is that, you know, he had his whole overall grade system as well, so the D wasn't that big of a deal in the bigger picture of things. And we, with our thinking, we actually have the volition, the choice, the power to just, you know, turn our frequency. And we have to stand at the portals of our mind. We have to not allow any disbelief over our threshold. See, doubt is what does the damage. Okay, and one outright belief in doubt takes us not only in the opposite direction of our dream or our vision, but of our divine nature, you know, of our true self, of who we really have come here to be. You know, and actually that to me is true, you know, the biblical translation kind of sin is like knowing your true nature and denying it. Think about it. When you disbelieve in yourself, you know, it's also reflective of that that breathes you, that creates you. And so, rounding up this little chapter here, you know, for those of you who haven't, excuse me, but this is a very, very powerful and poignant place to use your excuse me button, right? A pattern interrupt, anything that you can do in the moment. So first you must notice what you're thinking. Notice, pay attention, name it, give it a frequency. That's why I like the frequency thermostat. Give it a, you know, choose to turn it up. Now, if you don't know how to turn up your vibrational frequency when you're in disbelief, two things. One is move to gratitude. And the other is to, this is why we have in the past, and I know not everybody has, but in the past we have created an asset list. Go to your asset list or go to what the successes that you've had in life. That's how you turn up the frequency on your disbelief. Okay, so on to page 17. Now, I love this chapter. This chapter is like a guide. So this is focus on the ends rather than on the means. Now, the first paragraph there, not the first sentence, but the first paragraph there, it says it's crucial to have a crystal clear picture of what you want to accomplish. What is being talked about here is about your vision. And so this actually has a little formula to it, chapter here that we're looking at. And the importance of our vision and remembering to operate out of our vision. And the more we do that, as it says in here, the solutions begin to appear. Answers come to you. Okay, so and just like with that client of mine and with my going to Alpha Omega, you know, it's like that vision. You know, I had somebody ask me how come as a coach I don't have to work evenings and late nights. I have one person I know that comes home at 10 o'clock at night. She says, I haven't had dinner, and I'm like, go home and write your vision. Write your three-year vision. That's our compass, right? So, okay, vision. The next paragraph's about how. It's about the worry. It's about, you know, we think we know how. And we have such a little access to the whole great quantum. I mean, we have all access, but we limit that because of our limited thinking. But when we stop asking how and instead ask what's a step I can take and hold the vision, which is what a whole quantum leap is about anyway, is not worrying about the steps in between, but stepping to that next vision, then we don't limit the possibilities of what the universe has to provide for us, to that is available to us. And so how... I actually do a one of my complimentary calls is on how to the one thing that'll stop you in your tracks, and it's that concept, how. If you want to know how you're going to get to your dream, you have just limited the possibilities of how to do it. And therefore, because you're trying to squeeze it through a narrow container, it also becomes a greater struggle. And that's where we get into struggle. So our step is, what is, you know, well, they said on the top of page 18 here, it says skip it. Just, you know, people always get hung on the how-to aspect regarding a quantum leap. Skip it. The answers will come to you. See, a quantum leap is a move you're already prepared to make. See, I was talking with somebody on the phone today, and I said, you know, your dream is already in existence. Each one of your dreams is already in existence. We are just chipping away what isn't. Okay? And you just haven't done that yet. Okay. And then the next little paragraph-ish is, it says, maybe this will help you. So this is about deciding about cutting away. Maybe this will help you frame the situation a lot better. The quantum leap is something that you've been keeping from happening. It's not something that you struggle to make happen. You don't really force it into existence. You let it occur. The key is to not get in the way. And this, come back to the wind story, okay, right? So the wind does not blow. I look out my window right now, and the wind seems to be blowing, but what it's doing is it's really pulling towards a low-pressure front. And so we want to become the low-pressure front that all of our goodness comes to, that the all the steps, all the pieces that need to see our dream come into fruition come to. Not that we go over and beat the bushes and have to make happen. We don't make it happen. We make it welcome. And how do we make it welcome? I am so happy and grateful now that I am the woman who, right? And we hold that vibration on and on. So I was going to share a little bit with you. So I'm looking for my, okay, so I was going to tell you the Michelangelo story. That's what I was going to do. So here we go. So Michelangelo started chipping away. He had this, there's a bigger story to this. I was there and I heard the big story, but I don't remember it exactly. But it was almost like a challenge. Like you do a lot of drawing and you're really good at drawing, but, you know, it really takes an artist to sculpt. And so he decided to sculpt the David. And he started chipping away. And I actually learned when I was there, it was something like six pieces of marble. It was almost as if he could not find the David inside of that marble. And so he kept moving. You know, this is sometimes what life is like, right? We're like, oh, I think this isn't it. And then we chip away at it and say, oops, not it, right? And then we get the next block of marble and we start chipping away at it and go, oops, not it. And that's one of the important things to remember, that our vision is not written in stone. What a pun, right? That it is, it does shift and morph and change. Okay, and it might even shift and morph and change back. Okay, but as long as it is forward moving and it's not condition based, it's not operated by the status quo, it's not a belief in that we have to do something a certain way, that it comes from our heart's desire, that it is something that we would love, anything out there in that arena and we're moving to is a wonderful thing. So what Michelangelo did was he chipped away what wasn't there. And finally, in this perfect piece of marble that he found, and it's like his vision, his dream, he chipped away and revealed this most beautiful, stunning sculpture of the David. And that's what we're doing with our vision and our dream. And I'm actually looking for my next piece to sculpt, and I wanted to bring this up to you because, you know, I do this work right along with you, and I take my deeper dive, and I love this time around with exploring U squared. It's just like, it's really, I'm really getting it even deeper level, really feeling it. And I'm looking for my next becoming because I'm always creating something new. You know, it's my nature. And where I'm thinking right now, what's going on for me is that, yes, I have a lot of things in place. You know, I have my coaching, but there's something happening with my son. I mean, I planned this. I put a plan, and this is the how, right? I figured out the how 4 years ago when Aaron went into high school. I said, oh, I'm going to work a little bit this year, a little bit more next year. I'm going to expand my working schedule. I'm going to build my coaching practice, you know, even greater so that when he gets launched, then I'm going to 10X my coaching business. I'm not sure. There's something happening, and it's happening through this work today. It's happening through this material that we're doing. And I think one of the things that is kind of happening is that it is a, you know, I've shared with each one of you about my, you know, my mind movie, and that one of my next dreams is to do retreats. So at the bottom of page 18, like starting at that fourth from the bottom or fifth from the bottom little paragraph, this is what I was going with sharing with you my little story here, is that it says, you must be willing to tolerate ambiguity, confusion, possibly even chaos for a while, shaping your game plan as you go. Allow some disorder in your life. That was a relief to me. Okay, so that's another piece of how this works, you know, because it was like, wait a minute, I'm the coach. I should have great clarity on my 3-year vision, and it's kind of that 3-year vision that's gotten a little foggy. So what I did was I actually went to crafting a 10-year vision, right? I figured that as long as I had that compass that was directing me out there, because, you know, in 10 years, I kind of look at a different lifestyle with Jerry and I, and kind of a little different freedom in our lives, and maybe even we could call it retirement or just fun in our you know, whatever. So so I crafted this week, and I'm working with my coach on this, a 10-year vision, so that I have that compass always to guide me. And so this brought me comfort. You must be willing to tolerate ambiguity, confusion, possibly even chaos for a while, shaping your game plan as you go. Allow some disorder in your life. And so that was great. It was like, oh, great. And that also freed me up to think, oh, I can do the 10-year vision. Then I have that. Then whatever unfolds, I just ask the question. And it could be a zillion things, right, that lead me to that 10-year vision of this beautiful kind of semi-retirement vision that I have. And then, you know, the last one, last paragraph on that page says, look at it this way. You're not supposed to be concerned about what happens in the middle of a jump. You're supposed to be thinking about where you're going to land. Yeah. Think about it. Where are you going to land? Powerful stuff. So on to relying on unseen forces. Okay, so remember, your vision is always your compass, and you're all, you know, and you can ask yourself that question: are you always moving in the right direction? Okay, so we're on page 19, relying on unseen forces. Now, there's this wonderful quote by Rumi. It says, "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there." Wow. Let that sink in. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. What is the field? What do I know about what lies beyond unseen forces? You know, I know like aerodynamics and gravity. And then I even know about, you know, some of the spiritual principles like the law of attraction and law of sacrifice and things like that. And then there's the more mysterious ones like what breathes does. And then there's the miracle things like, you know, our very own Owen, Melissa's baby Owen, our miracle baby. And, you know, how did Melissa know? And if you haven't heard the story, you will. But she did develop a greater belief in herself and in herself, and she did develop her intuition. You know, so these unseen forces, you know, think of love or the things we might even call luck. You know, like the client I mentioned that the retirement fund had been around the entire time. It existed. That what to her was a huge chunk of money was there even when she was having to give up her place to live because she couldn't pay her rent. See, that's the truth of all of us. It is all there. And we must just be the low pressure front that the wind comes to. And why did it show up for her? Because she decided for herself. And that's when it came to her, when she decided for herself. So not only do we want to rely on unseen forces, but we want to let go of the forces of the past that they're ones that have worked for us. You know, and a lot of our paradigms come from that. You know, our paradigms don't say, you know, jump, take a leap. They say, remember when you jump, you fall, right? Because you have that history of knowing you fall. But see, now we're working on a new set of unseen principles, unseen forces, right? And letting go of some of that past is sometimes the hardest. You know, I think of a chef. That's a good analogy. I think a chef. As a child, a chef was taught not to play with fire, right? Most people were, right? But in the chef's new ability, they can even let the pan catch on fire to create their wonderful dishes, you know, like that Benihana's and stuff like that, and, you know, pan flashing and whatever it's called, you know. We don't want to spend a lot of time paying attention to our paradigms. When they come up, we just want to go, oh, thank you, and then turn them, you know, use them as a stepping stone and see how can I use this to move myself to the next level. So we don't want to get stuck in the paradigms, but this work is what we're doing. It is bringing the paradigms to the surface so that we can heal them and reveal the truth about ourselves. Now, the second to last paragraph on this page is very important. Quantum leaps come easy when you plug into this remarkable power source. You don't have to understand it totally in order to use it. You just as you don't have to comprehend the intricate physics of energy to flip a lamp switch and flood the room with light. Okay, now what's important about this is the idea of plugging into source. Now, this is a model of how we can have that vital energy and use the invisible forces and create that life that we want to live, is to plug into source. Most of us have a tendency to run on what we think of as a battery, right? We put food in, it charges our battery, and then our battery runs down. Okay, but and I'm working on this one. This is one of my teacher's teachings, and watching her and the energy she has, I totally believe it. And I am constantly practicing. Oh, I'm kind of running out of energy. Where am I draining my battery instead of plugging into source, right? And you know, that's kind of where we want to test the limits, right? Is to check this out, plugging into the source. Okay, so choosing a different set of risks. This is on page 21. There are always risks, but many we've learned. It's like the forces that worked for us in the past, but we're going for a quantum leap. So we want to stop playing it safe and start testing the limits. So, as I mentioned, I'm in a deep dive into my next evolution. I know that supporting others is always a part of my next step, but it's like something's growing inside of me. You know, it's like when the ideas of the creative way and tools for success were evolving. And so, and most of you already know that I have the Mind movie about the retreat on the Italian Riviera, This or Something Greater. Well, I was doing this work of YouTube, and I was thinking about both this chapter and that chapter on ignore conventional approaches, right? And several others, I mean, the whole book, right? And I realized that I believed I had to build my reputation as a coach before people would want to come to a retreat with me. Now, there's a thought that buys into conventional thought, and there's a safe thought, right? A safe way of doing it. So those are the kind of things we want to take a look. So I'm throwing that thought out, and we'll see what emerges, right? So take a look this week if you can choose a different set of risks, okay?